You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So let's head out to Hamilton, New Jersey. Jeff, kicking off the 11 o'clock hour. What's up, Jeff?
How are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Good. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yes, you as well.
Thank you. I'm piggybacking up on your Rangers point before. I agree with what you said about the Grinders. I want to add a few points, and I want to hear your opinion. But first off, not just too many Grinders, but too many guys that really are borderline AHL players. I mean, like, I say this a lot. If Matt Rempe were 5'11", with the wink-wink skill set he has, he would be in the AHL. He's a novelty. Johnny Brzezinski hustles. He's an AHL player. I like how Laba hustles. He's an AHL player. There are too many guys in this lineup that are Grinders, like you said, and guys that really, if any of these guys were in like most teams' rosters, they'd be sent down.
Jeff, they got too many fourth liners.
Agreed.
I'm not going to tell you. I think Rempe's an NHL player, but I mean, I think Brzezinski's an NHL player, but I think they're fourth line players. Like that's, I mean, and you know, there comes a level and. And that's fine. And those guys can fill great roles and be physical and be nasty and set an edge. And, you know, the dump and chase that you're seeing now and everything that you're doing. And there were times that the Rangers the other night against Vancouver, you know, really kind of carried the play. They just can't score.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't score. I like Miller being the captain of the team. I think he plays with an edge. I was telling my son that the other night. My son Gregory, when we were going to the game, like I do appreciate JT Miller. I remember when the Rangers drafted him before they traded him down to Tampa Bay. So those are positives when you look at this group. But there's, you know, this team in terms of coming together. And I understand Sullivan's trying to set a tone and a temperament first year as Ranger head coach, but they've got too many of the same guy with the same characteristics and traits.
And again, I agree with everything you're saying. And I look. Even the fourth line has to put pucks in the net occasionally, but here's what I'm thinking, okay? I know this is going to sound crazy because doing this is going to completely deplete this team of their offense, but he's not coming back. This team has got to try to get something for Panarin, and I'm not just talking prospects. I'm talking like they need somebody in the middle because they, you know, they're outside of the top two lines, they're pretty weak down the middle. Panarin's not coming back. I mean, once he's gone, once they trade him, like come March, I mean, this team's going to be a dumpster fire. This draft coming up is supposed to be really deep. I don't know who's out there. They're talking about Ryan O'Reilly. To me, he's not he's another grinder. Lafreniere is another one. Like, these are guys that just, they gave this guy a long contract. He just looks lost out there. It's not just the bottom lines, like the top two lines too at times. They just look lost. They are offensively very limited, and I think Panarin's gone. Hopefully Drury can get a ransom for this guy, but it's you know what it is? This reminds me of like the late 90s, early 2000s for Lundqvist show up. This team is just really boring and hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Jeff, they are tough to watch. A fair comparison when you're looking at you know, that era. Here's the problem. You have to deal now with the ramifications of the cup window when it was open, the moves that were made, inability to complete the job and not win the Stanley Cup, and now you have to deal with the aftermath. And then the question you have is, do you trust Drury to be able to handle that here moving forward? That's all. I mean, he's run through a lot of coaches. I mean, he just has. So at some point, you've got to look in the mirror and take some of the blame yourself in terms of the vision of this team and how this group was put together and where you fell through, whether it be the player development, whether it be how you handled players, whether it be the culture within the building. I mean, there's been a lot of issues. So he finally gets the guy that he's dreamt about for 2-3 years in Sullivan, and he bring him aboard. But when you look at this team, yeah, listen, I love watching the Rangers on a night-in, night-out basis when they're playing. And the next game is 12:30 start against the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday. I love watching the Rangers. I do. My boys love watching hockey. Never going to not stop watching it. But you're watching a group here that is, you know, a diminished team. And there is a limit to what they can do. And then when you go 0-3 on the power play in the opening period against Vancouver, and you're over.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Passing the puck instead of getting and trying to get one of those greasy goals, as they say, and getting, you know, somebody in front of the net, that's an issue as well. Let's head out to Jersey City. It's Pete. When you get too fine, that's when you know that the team's trying to do a little bit too much. Pete, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Sorry.
Good, Pete.
Nothing much. I just really quick, I want to talk about the Yanks, some of the things you were saying. I'm kind of going to have their back here a little bit, man. I feel like some of the stuff was misplaced, you know, like almost like you're saying, like they become like a mid-level team. You know, they won the pennant 2 years ago, right? They had the, I know championships is the goal. I get that. But that being said, you know, they had the best record in the AL last year. They have a really solid rotation. They led the league in runs scored. So, you know, they had a good year. You know, Fried and Rodon were top five in Cy Young voting. They both got shelled when you needed them the most, and that happens. So, I mean, to, like, freak out and be like, hey, let's get Bellinger, you know, 8 years, and let's waste money here and let's waste money there. Just
who said
that
about
happened.
Wasting money?
Absurd.
Who said about wasting money?
Well, they're trying for Bellinger, but you can't just give him what he wants. You got to negotiate a little bit. The offseason's a long way to go. But just to say, like, this team's not trying, and the Dodgers are the new Yankees, the Dodgers have $1 billion deferred.
Well, so if Judge is getting five million this year instead of 70. I mean, that's what bothers you. The Dodgers are the new Yankees.
It's not bothering me. No, that's a nice thing to say, if people were saying about the Mets 2 years ago, but it's not the case. You know, if the Yankees had $1 billion deferred, they'd have more leeway. But even so, they're spending money. They're trying. They're not like – and they added McMahon because he's the best defensive third baseman in the game. They score the most runs. Maybe they're not like, hey, you're not going to get a guy that's going to hit 30 home runs and have a gold glove. You know, Arenado's not that guy anymore. So say like, oh, this team has given up and they're a mid-level team and they don't try anymore.
I don't agree with the vision. But you're putting words in my mouth. I never said the Yankees gave up. I said they're self-satisfied.
Well, you kind of did.
No, I said they're self-satisfied, which they are.
Well, they I don't think they are because they go out every offseason and they make moves.
You don't think the Yankees like to pat themselves on the back and listen to the managing general partner, Hal Steinbrenner, basically tell me, you know, how well the team got along.
Let me ask you a similar question.
Do you think the Yankees, when the playoffs got started last year, this past fall, not all that long ago, do you think the Yankees were a championship team?
I think they were right there, man.
They fought
hard all October.
Really?
They fought hard to tie the division. What do you mean, really? If Fried doesn't give up seven runs and Yule doesn't get laced, beat up.
Fried.
I'm a little excited. Sorry. You're getting me worked up with all those Yankees.
I got you. But it's like if you're a Yankee fan, it's at least heel, not Gil. It's just a little pet peeve of mine. That's all. I'm not saying I pronounce everything properly. I was just curious.
But I'm saying they had the rotation. They had a really solid bullpen after they grabbed Otell and Bednar and the other guy. And if those guys are going to go on and not do what they're supposed to do, you know, last year the whole thing was about Judge, and Judge went out and carried him. I get that, you know, they have to get it done when it matters most. But to say they're like, they're self-satisfied and, you know, it's over and they're just going to, you know, put out some team, like, who cares what happens?
No, the Yankees are going to put out a winning team.
Every year.
Yankees are going to put out a team this upcoming year that's going to be, in all likelihood, a playoff team with the expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball. That has the potential to win, I don't know, 96, 97 games, right?
Okay.
Are the Yankees going to put a team together that is going to be like, is going to take Major League Baseball by storm? They are not.
I mean, if you win 96, you should be in the conversation for World Series champion. I mean,
but
I get the Dodgers are ridiculous. I get that.
But the Dodgers operate on a different level. Like, there was a point in time, Pete, you're old enough. How old are you, Pete?
45.
Okay, you're 45. You remember Larry Lucchino at the Red Sox, right? Tabbing the Yankees as the evil empire, right?
Yes.
Are the Yankees the evil empire anymore?
I mean, if you take the Dodgers out, then maybe.
No.
But they still have a $340 million payroll. They don't have a $200 million payroll.
No, they don't. Pete, you're a happy Yankee fan.
I'm not happy. If I was happy, I wouldn't be calling you up. If I was happy, I wouldn't be calling you up. I'm just saying, the difference between the Yankees and the Dodgers is Ohtani's getting $6 million instead of 70, and Judge is getting whatever it is, 40 or something.
I understand
like that.
They structured the deal. They structured the deal, but they also had a player that was willing to structure the deal as well because he wanted to go out there and win. You know, that's it. You know, you get to Judge. Judge had to basically call Hal and say, "Listen, I'm getting better offers from other teams. I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to be a Yankee." And then the Yankees went out there and matched what Judge was getting in the offseason in free agency a couple years ago. Like, that was, you know, after he came close to signing with the, you know, the Giants and the Padres were in the mix. All that kind of stuff with Aaron Judge. That's all. It's just a different way of looking at it. Like, you think I say the Yankees have given up. No, I'm talking about motivation. See, giving up is quitting. Giving up is bottoming out. Giving up is what the Astros did when they were getting a 0.0 television rating in Houston and they were ending up with the first overall pick every single year or top five picks every single year. Nobody was watching. The Yankees aren't going to do that. They're not stupid. They understand the brand that they have. But here's where the Yankees, they're not willing to go above and beyond. That's what you're looking for, to go above and beyond. I mean, and any Yankee fan that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, and I understand he was banged up at the end of the year. Like, do you look at Rodon as worthwhile, $162 million investment when the Yankees signed him? Do you trust him in a big-time spot? And you know what I mean by trust. Like, to the level that you trusted Pettit. To the level that you even trusted, say, a Jimmy Key. You trust him in that kind of a spot, thinking that you're going to get that game, give you a winnable start, give that team every opportunity to win that game. Do you have that kind of level and the trust with Carlos Rodon? I don't. If you do, God bless. Because I'm not on that kind of level when you're looking at Carlos Rodon. I mean, that's where it is. So, you know, you got to pivot. At some point in time, you got to realize, yeah, we can't have four DHs on the team. When Hal tells me, well, we spend the most money in Major League Baseball on player development, well, what has gone wrong with Jason Dominguez? And why does Volpe get worse? And I understand that he banged up shoulder. I get it. That suffered in the Blue Jay game. But why does Volpe get worse? Why has there been a regression? Why does the guys get better, evolve, evolution, evolve as players? Especially when you're looking at really talented players. Let's head out to Yonkers. It's Dennis. It's the fan. What's going on, Dennis?
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Dennis, good morning, holiday, brother. How are you?
Holiday treat with Melusis on a Thursday. Okay, I'll stay with baseball because I've ranted enough about the Giants.
Talk about the Giants. Yeah. You want to get rid of Shane. You called Schmelk on that Saturday morning. I understand, Dennis. That's what you want to do. You want to get rid of Shane.
I'll save that for you and Schmelk. I told Joe a while back, the Stearns model doesn't work. It's Farhan Zaidi model. I don't think it's sustainable. Let's put it that way. Now, the Giants didn't have a $750 million player, but I don't know how much that will mitigate what he's trying to do. The Giants won 107-21, and eventually it deteriorated because you tried to piecemeal it forever. If Stearns is trying to do that here, I just don't think it works. I've seen it firsthand, but we'll see. And it will help to incorporate young pitching. As for the Yankees, you know what I think. And I'm not going to mention that they made the – I love that caller, the last caller. I wish I had gotten his name. He was right on target.
Oh, it's right up your alley, right. I mean, they've made the playoffs 18-22 or whatever it is, 17-21.
79% of the time over the last two and a half decades.
I understand.
But here's what bothers me about the Yankees and Met fans and the callers and the media here. They're obsessed with, hey, they're not the Dodgers. Hey, they're not the Dodgers. The Yankees need to worry about the Orioles, Red Sox, Jays. The Mets need to worry about the Phillies, Braves, maybe the Marlins. My team, the Giants, have to worry about the Dodgers, who, by the way, hit the threshold of $1 billion 2 years ago, and that's what it took for that overrated front office to win. $1.06 billion deferred.
Yeah.
Every dollar of that should count against their payroll. Every dollar, not a portion of. Ohtani's $68 million deferred, only $46 million counts. That's ridiculous. Now, maybe there's a CBA thing going on there. I don't know, because players like deferred money. I would. But it shouldn't be that way. And so the Dodgers – and by the way, the Dodgers were down 2-1 to the Padres 2 years ago, could easily have lost that series, won a 2-0 game 5. They were outplayed in 7 games by the Blue Jays.
But they won.
The Dodgers out to be the dynastic A's or the dynastic A's.
No one's saying that, Dennis, but the Dodgers bother you, being the Giant fan you are. Like, we've discussed this. They're the two-time defending World Series champs.
You don't have to say that, Mark, like that.
You know, that is it. You know, everything that you said in, like, you know, $5 will get you a pack of gum. I mean, that's basically it.
Can I qualify that? The billion-dollar two-time defending World Series.
You know what? Now they've got Edwin Diaz closing games for them.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'll make a lunch bet with you that Devin Williams has a better year than Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We have to have lunch in it. We're supposed to have lunch
in it. Yeah, so you got it. I'll make that. You know, you can lean in on Devin Williams. You can, you know, I'll be able to have his beer down in Queens. There'll be no, you know, you don't have to have Stearns and Cohen meet with the media and talk about the beard policy. And, you know, if Hal ever heard of a player that didn't want to sign with the Yankees because they didn't allow facial hair, it would really bother him. Like, we had that whole, I mean, that was fascinating presser that the Yankees ran down there in Tampa. Interesting. But, yeah, you could do that. And when you look at – and listen, when you look at Devin Williams, and he might. And listen, the Mets are leaning in on Weaver and Williams, and a lot of teams in Major League Baseball, you know, put the jokes aside, believe that outside of the truly elite, that relievers run hot and cold year to year. So what Stearns has been able to do here in bringing in two former Yankees in Williams and Weaver, he's going to lean into the fact that after down seasons, and Williams was a down year, Weaver was a down year, and he was banged up a little bit as well, that they're going to bounce back in a big-time way in 2026. And you know what? You might be right. 1118, Malus is with you, 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.